Welcome, everyone, to the Holistic Bodybuilding Podcast with your host, me, Vince Duran. So if I sound a little bit funny or you hear me coughing, I'm still quarantined or here in my house for Corona-19 virus or COVID-19 virus, the Wuhan flu, whatever you want to call it. Yes, I contracted the virus. I'll give you that story real quick before we get on with bodybuilding. So around December 10th, I start feeling really sluggish, just a little bit more tired. And I start feeling like these weird little aches in my upper chest. And I was a little bit concerned that I was having some sort of cardiovascular issue, like maybe I was getting a clogged artery, maybe my blood pressure sometimes is high. I don't know, maybe I was having issues, and I know I gained some weight, which is shitty, but it is what it is. So I thought all these factors, you know, there's the shift I was working was a day shift, so I had to wake up somewhere around 4:30, get off. My wife gets off work somewhere around, let's just say she gets home around 7 p.m. And by the time we decompress on that, we're asleep by 9, 10 o'clock, and then I wake up at 4. As a bodybuilder, you know that shit ain't working. I knew that hasn't been working, so luckily I'm going to swing shift starting in the beginning of the year, which I won't be going back to work until maybe another 5 or 6 days. Anyhow, back to the main story. I start feeling real tired, man. I'm feeling all these little weird things. I knew something was wrong. Like I felt weird, but I wasn't sick enough to go to like urgent care or the ER. I knew that. I just felt a little bit tired, a little bit of like, I don't know, just off. So I scheduled an appointment with my doctor, obviously. With my system, it typically takes a month, you know, out until you can schedule a visit with your primary. So, and I pay for fucking insurance, man. Anyhow, I scheduled it for January 4th. As time went on, I started feeling shittier and shittier. I've always been one of the highest performers in my job, and I pride myself in that. I felt like shit. So, sorry guys, I felt like shit, so I had to slow it down. I was doing about the average amount of work as everyone else. Then I started feeling even worse, and then I went to doing below that, and I just started feeling like a brain fog. There's a lot of paperwork you have to do when someone gets arrested. You're taking away their rights. You have, and man, some of these arresting officers are, a lot of these guys and ladies, a lot of these people are not that smart, man. They don't know the laws. They don't know. So we have to always help walking through shit like that. So I start finding that pretty hard. And I just had a hard time focusing. There's times I was watching YouTube or watching TV, and I was just having a hard time like following it. And I knew something was going on. But yet, just a bunch of little things. And there's times, I won't say it was hard to breathe. I just felt a little bit off with I guess breathing, but not where it was labored, you know, just a little bit off. So I start feeling like fogginess, tiredness, and then I start getting this headache. So I went to go get tested on December 17th. Negative results. I was like, okay, I have some other fucking virus going on or something. The day where it got really bad was on my birthday, the 23rd. And yes, I turned 34, man. Thank you. Thank you for the happy birthday wishes. Appreciate it. That day, I felt like complete fucking garbage when I woke up. I was walking upstairs and I was doing basic daily stuff, man. And I was having a hard time and I was huffing and puffing. So I scheduled another COVID test. I went to work. I told my boss and the nurse on duty about that, and they're like, "You're fine." They put me somewhere. I was kind of separated from people just in case. Even then, man, I was having a hard time focusing. I was just really fucking tired. And I'm telling you, man, this exhaustion from the COVID is no joke. Just really fucking tired. Especially for someone like me who's really high energy. I get off work. I'm feeling like shit. I go get tested. Since I'm already there, I go check into urgent care to make sure everything looks all right. Oh, and then this day I start getting chills. I'll get hot, and then cold, and I was just fucked up, and I was worried that something was going on. So I go get checked in. My blood pressure's through the roof. I'm like at 115 over 175, something fucking crazy. Now I'm really nervous, man. We go in there. The doc checks me out. He says, "Your lungs look great." They check my blood pressure again. It's back to just a touch high. It's like 82 over 141, but looks much better, right? He checks my lungs. He checks everything. He says, "I look good." He thinks I may have just a regular cold. So he does a test for that. That's negative. He's like, "You know what? Just go home. Probably have another virus going around. Take it easy." I call into work the next day. I go for a walk that I usually do pretty easily. I do maybe a mile, if that, and I typically do 5 or 6 when I walk. I'm feeling fucking tired, really tired, man. A little better than I did the day before. The chills are gone. But really fucking tired. So I start walking back before I get too tired or something happens. I was like, "All right, I'm just not feeling it today." I get home, I'm hanging out for a little bit. I get my test results back. I'm positive for fucking COVID. And that's where I'm at now. It's been getting better. I had a cough going on. I'll spin up a bunch of phlegm. I'm still spinning up a little bit here and there. I could tell my cardiovascular system's not where it's supposed to be. Like, even walking upstairs and stuff, I could do it. I can do all these little things, but I feel myself just having a little bit of difficulty doing it. What helped me, my process, I was taking Dayquil for about 7 days straight, man. Just straight up taking it. No training, no nothing. Just trying to take it easy. But Dayquil, I start eating fucking whole pieces of garlic 2, 3 times a day, whole pieces of ginger. And I basically avoided dairy. That was one of my biggest things. I was like, "I know I need to avoid this shit to make sure things don't get worse." Just because dairy causes a bunch of inflammation in the body and you shouldn't have it if you don't need it. Anyhow, that's what was going on there. Now my wife got tested. I'm sure she has it. She's waiting back for the results. And what we typically found, when you test negative, you'll get the test results back within 12 hours, sometimes within like 4 or 5 hours after getting tested. It's always like that when it's negative. When it was positive, I knew something was up because it took a whole 24 hours to come back. And my wife's about there now. So she's been feeling like shit. She has all the symptoms I've had. The biggest thing was the brain fog. I had the hardest time focusing. I couldn't like do regular tasks. I was doing all the time. I had to just watch dumbed down things. I had to play simple games. Like, I was having a hard time. I had chills. The thing that helped me, like, so keep that fever under control. I had the fever for about a day and a half before I broke it. I think the Dayquil really helped that. I think the whole fucking garlic really helped that. The best thing to do when you're eating garlic is put it on the plate, chop it up. You can use a fork, a knife, whatever. Just tear it up a little bit. Let it sit there for 10, 15 minutes. And that really allows the allicin, which is the chemical that really helps you. That's when it starts building up. Get that, grab a cup of water or whatever you want to drink, throw it in your mouth, chew it up real quick, and then down the hatch. And I felt that really helped me. Then with the ginger and two, I just basically for I just got a little grinder and just put some in my tea and drank it like that. And like I said, avoiding dairy, man, I was feeling great. And then one day, one of my wife's friends sent us some food. It was like some chicken noodle soup and a little thing of mac and cheese. And I ate the little mac cheese, it was good. But after that, I felt the inflammation. And I didn't mention this before, but my joints were fucking swollen for like 2 weeks prior. My joints got swollen again. So I was like, okay, the body doesn't want any fucking dairy at this time. But that's where I'm at. I'm gonna train today. I've taken some time off. I'm gonna have a very easy workout, a weight training workout. Maybe I'll do a very light bike ride. I think I'll just stick to the weight training workout just to take it easy. I just need to get my body moving. The biggest thing for me is staying in the house, man. I'm out walking every day. I'm out and about getting fresh air. I'm going nuts being locked in here. Me and my wife are separated. I'm just sleeping. I'm basically living in the fucking guest room, and we'll spend a couple hours in our living room every evening. We'll eat. And that's where this is at. So I didn't really get to talk about my New Year's goals. I'll make a podcast on New Year's Day and we'll talk about that. I've been pretty inconsistent with a lot of stuff going on. I've gained weight. This is just where I'm at. And shit happens, man. But it's time for fucking discipline. It's time to make this happen. What am I gonna do as far as nutrition? For me, I overeat like a motherfucker and I get fat quick. I'm gonna do 1 meal a day. I've always liked OMAD. OMAD is a good way to test your willpower. And after about a month, maybe a month and a half, 2 months at the most, it just becomes normal. And once in a while, if you have breakfast or dinner, it's no big deal. Me, I'm going to swing shift. I was supposed to start swing shift on the first, but I'm obviously not going back to work for a little bit. Man, maybe like the fifth or sixth, I'll be back at work. But I'm working swing shifts of 2 to 10:30. I love these hours, man, because I get home, I take a shower, unwind. I'm usually asleep by midnight, and then I usually wake up around 8. And not between 8 and 9, and that's plenty of time to go walk to do all this stuff. I'm gonna eat my meal at 12, so I'm gonna have my shake and a full fucking meal, whatever it is, somewhere around 2,000 calories, and that's gonna be it. And I'll take a combination of electrolytes and essential amino acid. I like this one brand from Cage Muscle. I really like their stuff. I think it's good quality shit. That's what I'm gonna be doing as far as nutrition. I really believe I'm going to make my fucking weight goals happen this year because I want to compete here in 2023. It's time. I'm 34, man. I always wanted to compete. By the time I was 35, that'll put me 20 years into the iron game. It's time to do it. As far as training, I'm going to keep on training the same way. I like full body. I'm probably going to do two weight training sessions a week and one calisthenic session per week. And that should get me where I want to get. And I may do two calisthenics, training sessions per week. We'll see. And I might also, I'm going to follow what else I plan. So the first 3 months are going to be heavier weight training, focusing more on the time under tension. And then that's month 1 through 3, and month 4 through 6, I'm gonna do supersets. And that'll really get me pretty diced up. And we'll go from there, you know? And then the 3 months after that, so month 7 through 9, that'll be calisthenics only. And then month 10 through 12 will be the time off. I really got to adhere to that for a year and see where I'm at. And I'll be doing cardio near daily, at least walking. And I'll have 1 to 2 hard cardio sessions typically on the bike per week. I like to do 3, but we'll see how things play out. But that's where I'm at right now, man. I'm eager to get back at it. I'm tired of being sick. I'm glad to have found out what the fuck's going on with me and realize it's nothing major. And I'm blessed to have all the resources I have, and I worked for them. But I have a lot of people who love me and my wife, and we have a lot of good friends and family members who've been trying to offering us a lot of stuff. I put money aside in case we got sick, so we wouldn't have to worry about shit. We still get paid. We have an emergency fund. Like, we're fine. There's no big deal here financially, and that's why I tell you guys, get your money together, man. My biggest issue now was just getting out of this fucking house. But it is what it is, you know. That you just gotta get it together, man. This is your life. Speaking of that, man, New Year's is coming up. It's time to, I'll talk more about this later on, but one thing I really learned was staying in my lane. I come to realize, like, I keep getting offers for other jobs that offer me something like 15, 20 grand more per year. Some places up to, 30 grand more per year and a $10,000 hiring bonus. No one wants to be a cop right now, so that's why they're doing it. I'm probably gonna get promoted here pretty soon. I'll get, I don't know, like a probably like a $10,000, $15,000 raise per year. Nah, maybe 10 to 12, which is gonna be pretty good. And then that's just gonna keep building up every year. We get a little bonus to move up. And then in 5 years, I'll be making really good money. But here's the thing, man. And the reason I bring this up is because ego is a motherfucker. My ego wants to go work at a big facility and do all these grand things so I can have the title and I can tell people, yeah, I fucking work here or I do this and that. That's my fucking ego talking. I need to focus on what matters to me. My three goals. One, become one of the best natural bodybuilders of all time. And that's winning the OCB Yorton Cup in the men's classic physique division. That's what that means to me. I want to win it multiple times, even at an advanced age. Two, become a millionaire. I'm on my way there, brother and sisters. And I'm just a fucking half-baked potato from a small little town with immigrant parents, man. I learned Spanish before I learned English. I have a basic, I had a horrible public school system at the time. They're pretty decent now, but it was horrible at the time, and I struggled with a bunch of stuff in school, man. So do what you got to do to move up, to move forward, and to bring pride to yourself and to your family and to the people that care about you, man. I want to do all these things because I know I can, because they're on the table and I want, I guess, to be recognized. Not, I guess, I know I want to be recognized and I want people to look at me and kind of be jealous. The same shit we all want. But the truth is, I'm staying in my lane, coming back to the small jail I work at now. They fucking love me, man. They gave me an opportunity to do some great things. I'm joining, a specialized unit. I know I'll be promoted here pretty soon, and even though I just came back, because they trust me, they know me, and there's so much opportunity. My wife works for the same city I do, but there's so much opportunity coming up. Like, I need to stay in my lane, and I know I have to fight back the urges to move on and move forward. I'm almost done with my associate's degree. Like, that's a perk of my job. I know part of my union, we get free college. And so I'm taking advantage of that. I get a free associate's and then I get a free bachelor's as well. Then I have to pay for my master's degree, but I get that at a huge discount. I don't be necessarily think you need any schooling, man. I know to move up, I'm probably gonna need at least the associates. I'll finish that here in the fall. Then I'll slowly pursue the master's or the bachelor's because I'm probably gonna need that if I want to get some of those top tier positions in my organization. But I'm learning to stay in my lane because I know I can't just go after this shit because that's not important to me. Like, the money part is one of my goals, but I'm gonna get there with everything I have now, and this gives me a very good work-life balance. I miss my friends, I miss my family. I've been homesick lately. And this gives me the opportunity to go see them more, to do more things. And it gives me an opportunity to pursue what's important to me, man. Like, the third goal is obviously live to the age of 100. You do that by living the holistic life, not by trying to earn as much money as you can, not by living fast. You let things grow slow and you let them incubate and develop into what they need to develop into. That's what you do. I don't believe in rushing things. You don't have to sit there and rush things that never turns out good. Just live a good, honest life, man. Live the life you want to live. Don't live a life for someone else. Don't try and impress anyone else. I don't know why I got this fucking weird mindset that I want to do more. Maybe because I grew up poor. Maybe because I never really had much respect growing up other than bodybuilding. I don't know. But I'm very happy where I'm at, man. And I'm doing things for me and my family. And I'm able to pursue bodybuilding. I'm in a great spot right now. The next year, I could completely change. I could not change, but I could make leaps and bounds in my bodybuilding progression if I stay true to the plan and I don't let all these weird things get in the way. And that's one thing I've really been realizing lately, is just stick to your guns, man. Follow your heart, make things happen, and they'll happen eventually. You just can't try to rush things. It doesn't work. You can't serve two masters, man. When you start trying to do too many things at the same time, you half-ass a bunch of them. And bodybuilding requires a lot of effort, man. It doesn't mean you have to go crazy. It doesn't mean you have to be a slave to it. It means you have to give it the fucking respect it deserves. You need to sleep 8 hours a night. And if you're natural, probably a little bit more. You need to be on top of your nutrition. Whatever that is to you, you need to be on top of it. And I'm not talking about just eating tons of fucking calories and meat and dairy just to try to get big and destroying your fucking health. That's not bodybuilding. That's a warped fucking misconception of what bodybuilding is. Bodybuilding is maximizing your health, making this shit happen. So you should be taking care of that, man. Like, for me, like, all the high cholesterol, all this shit, I was starting to see getting fatter and just weaker, I guess you could say, too. No, I guess I was getting some decent goals, but I did see my body fat going up and my vitals for the first time were off. My blood pressure was high. I started seeing a negative kickback, you know, from bodybuilding. So I know it's time for me to get really lean. I want to stay around 225 and like compete somewhere around 195, 200, around there. I think at like the goal for me is always to be like Clarence Bass in Ripped and just get down to 2.4% body fat. That's somewhere around 93, between 92, 192 and 193 pounds. That's going to be rough, man. I like to compete around 196, 195 the first time and then start dialing it in once I get more experience. But I would love to stay around 225, between 215 and 225. So I'm always within, you know, shooting range of that competition weight. Fuck, man, I'm excited just talking about it. I'm gonna go work out here in a second, man. I'm fired up for it. The thing is, like I said, make things happen for you. I like the plant-based diet with some meat here and there. It works really good for me. And like I tell you guys, things work until they don't. So do what works best for you, man. It's time to make this shit happen. Let's get after it. Yes, be careful out there, man. COVID's going around like a motherfucker. And it sucks. The effects of COVID are far worse than the vaccine. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I recommend getting the vaccine. I have a bunch of people working in law enforcement that are like anti-vaxxers. They don't want to get any of that shit. Hey, man, you do you. But the people I know that didn't get it, these motherfuckers almost died. I got, you know, both vaccines. I didn't get the booster yet, but it whooped my ass, but not horrible. I've been sicker than this. My wife, it whooped the shit out of her, and she got all three, but I'm sure it would be even worse because she has asthma. She's more of what I call a regular person, even though she's a fit person amongst her coworkers, because these guys don't do shit, but being married to me, we're out hiking, walking, eating decent food. Like, I'm always trying to be on, I'm always on their ass when she goes too far off the edge because she needs to watch her health. And as her husband, I need to help her. Just as my wife, she helps me sometimes. What a beautiful life, guys. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I'm happy to be 34. We're gonna fucking crush it this year. We're gonna fucking compete next the year after. 35 is gonna be the year, the rise of the fucking the blend bear, whatever the fuck you want to call me, man. You know, we're gonna kick ass. We're gonna do this together. I'll keep you guys updated. I'll be back on New Year's Day. What the fuck else am I doing? I'm stuck here at home. I'll talk to you guys on New Year's Eve and we'll discuss my 2021 goals, what I achieve, what I failed to achieve, and what my 2022 goals are gonna be. Love you guys. I appreciate you guys. You guys have a wonderful fucking day. Let's make shit happen. And fuck, I love you and appreciate you. Be safe out there, man. I know the vaccine's scary. It's better than getting this fucking bullshit fucking virus that sucks ass. And it's gonna help you. At least I think it does. Be careful, dude. And ladies, my family. I love you guys, man. Be careful because I care about you and I want you guys to be safe. I'll talk to you on the next one. Peace.